Hi everyone. So I often say when I share these Divrei Torah that we very often see reflected in the parsha something that's either going on in the world at large, something that's going on in the Jewish world at large, or even in our own personal lives. So just as a small example, the week of Parsha Korach this year, which talks about the first big earthquake, there were two earthquakes in California that week. Just as a small, simple example, but really often if you dig deep enough in the parsha, or even looking at it at surface level, we often see something reflected from our own personal lives that gives us strength as reflected in the parsha. Unfortunately, this week, Parshat Balak, I really see a reflection of something that happened that the Jewish world was grappling with, and that was the search for the body of Rabbi Reuven Bauman, Zichrono Livracha, who was found yesterday. I was talking with my daughter on Sunday morning, my 8-year-old daughter, before they found Rabbi Bauman's body yesterday, and she was asking me, why do they keep searching? She said, do people know him? Do you know him? And I said, no, I never met Rabbi Bauman. I know he served in the Kollel in Savannah. We live in Charleston, which is 2 hours away. And then he was a Rebbe in Norfolk, Virginia, which again is also in a southern small community. And I work at a Jewish day school. He worked at a Jewish day school. Perhaps for that reason, this felt so close to home. But I told her that people really all over the world were davening for him, and people were lending their support via boats and jet skis, their time, their resources from New York and New Jersey and Baltimore and Savannah, and everybody was davening and trying to find ways that they could help the family. And she said to me, okay, so that's beautiful that everybody is trying to help out, but if you think that he probably died like right away, why do they keep looking for him? So I tried explaining to her that, number one, until they find a body, then there's not really closure. We know with Yaakov Avinu, even though he was told that Yosef had died, he never really had that nechama, that comfort. Number one, because Yosef wasn't really dead, but until you really see that body before you, it's very hard to really have that comfort. We know the families of the MIAs in Israel, Shelo Neidza, Lo Aleinu, that weren't able to move on because they never found those bodies. I will never forget in high school when Yonah Baumel, Zichrono Livracha, came to our school to talk about his son Zachariah Baumel, who had been missing for so many years. And although it was very probable that he was no longer alive, he went from government agency to government agency and davened, and really throughout the rest of his life searched for news about his son, because until you have that certainty that somebody is no longer living, a person still has hope. And I explained to her for that reason, everyone continued searching to at least bring closure to the family so that they would be able to move on with their lives as bitter as the news would be. So that was one answer. But the second answer, in which I feel like we see a small glimpse in this week's parsha, is the zchus, the merit, and how much strength we put into making sure a person is zocha to Kvurat Yisrael. We say in this week's parsha, we know that Bilam was a Navi, and Bilam was asked to curse the Jewish people, and he said something beautiful that really all of us should take to heart, that nothing, he can't do anything unless God wills it, right? Every word that comes out of our mouth, we can't say it, we can't do it unless God wills it. And one of the beautiful words that Bilam says, sometimes we see as a curse, but in effect we really should see as a bracha, as the blessing that it is Am Levadad Yishkon Uvogayim Lo Yitzchashav, that we're a nation that dwells alone and that we don't dwell with the other nations. And very often we've seen this as a curse, that we want to be like all the other nations. We don't want to be so distinct. We want to be like everybody else. But what's often said is that when we don't make Kiddush, when the Jewish people don't sanctify themselves by being separate, the non-Jews will make Havdalah. The non-Jews will separate us from them. And we see so many examples of the Jews who tried to assimilate in Germany. And unfortunately, the non-Jews during the Holocaust just separated us from them. So that is just one example that we see. But in addition to the Jews living separately, we also see something that's not just about the Jews living distinctively, but also the Jews should be buried distinctively. That there's a tremendous desire amongst us, not only that a Jew should have the halachot of the Kvura Yisrael, but they should also have the zchus, the merit of Kvura Yisrael, the merit of being buried distinctively, buried separately, buried amongst other Jews. Perhaps that when Hashem looks at our merits, when we go to Shamayim, that He should see us surrounded by the merits of other Jews that we are buried with. I'm reading this beautiful book right now, which is a Holocaust memoir, which is entitled Miracles. And it tells a story about a Holocaust survivor and how she talks about there was a jail in their town. And everyone knew if the Nazis took you to that jail, you were never going to see the light of day again, that they would torture you. And it was a horrible, horrible place to be. And she talks about the fact that there was a graveyard right outside of that jail. And she says that Jewish families used to wait outside of that graveyard, not necessarily to get news of their loved ones, because they knew once you were taken into that jail, there'd be such torture that no one was ever going to come out alive. But they were hoping at the very least that when the bodies were taken out of that jail, that they would be able to take those bodies before they were buried in that graveyard and to bury them in a Jewish cemetery so they should be zocha to kvura Yisrael. And they probably took great risk to their lives by waiting outside of that jail, but that's how important it was. That's how important it is to the Jewish people to be zocha, to merit to a Jewish burial. You know, I often think about Miriam Peretz, who very famously lost two of her children fighting in the IDF. Her first son, Uriel, was killed fighting in Lebanon, and her second son, Eliraz, was killed fighting in Gaza. And she talks about in her book, Miriam's Song, which is highly recommended reading, she talks about how when she gets upset at God and she says, God, how am I supposed to live with this anguish of losing two of my sons and my husband? She writes down all the reasons she has to be angry at God, which are those three, losing her two sons and her husband, and then all the reasons that she has to be grateful to God for the grandchildren that she has, for her grandchildren, and for all the smachot that she has. And among those, she thanks God that with her two legs, she's able to visit the graves of her children. And when Zachariah Baumel's body was returned, it made us so cognizant that at least a person has a grave to bury, to go back to visit that person, because unfortunately we have so many stories of MIAs whose parents don't have that ability, who can't go to their grave to daven, of people during the Holocaust who were either buried in mass graves, whose bodies were burned in Auschwitz and other death camps, who don't have those graves to bury, to daven at. And therefore, as we think about the story with Rabbi Baumel, and we think about the great efforts that were being put into to find his body, that really inspired the fire department in Virginia and the police department in Virginia, that even though the Coast Guard had given up hope of finding the body and they had said, okay, like, we presume he's dead, we're not going to find him, it's a huge ocean, how could we possibly find him? When they saw all these Jewish volunteers coming that had put so much effort not only into giving closure to the family, but also finding the body so that he would be zocha to kvura Yisrael, they continued searching on Shabbos, the fire department and the police department, because they were so inspired by seeing how many Jews really put so much effort into making sure that this person was zocha to a kvura Yisrael. And it should inspire us, not just that the entire Jewish people banded together and really were so much together with the Baumel family and cared so deeply about this person that we never met, but it should really inspire us by the power of Kvura Yisrael, the power of being part of Am Yisrael, of realizing that as a Jew, we don't just live as a nation that dwells alone, but really is buried as a nation that's buried alone together, and that we should zocha to be sharing each other's merits. Wishing everyone a beautiful day, and that we should only have smachot in Klal Yisrael, and that the Baumel family should be zocha to comfort and nechama.